WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Good afternoon, I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Elected officials in Minneapolis are warning Chicagoans they should be ready for increased violence and surveillance tactics by federal agents if the city sees another deportation blitz. The electeds testified before the Chicago City Council Health Committee today to share their experience. St. Paul City Council Vice President Hua Jung Kim says organizers often trail ICE agents in their vehicles from a distance to monitor their activity. And recently, she says those agents have intentionally driven to the home of an organizer who was following them and then parked outside their home.
As if to tell them, we know exactly who you are and we know exactly where you live. They are absolutely accessing private information to intimidate us at home.
Kim says agents also have attempted to infiltrate activist group chats to spy on organizers, prompting stricter vetting requirements for new volunteers. The Civic Federation is poking holes in Chicago's 2026 budget. The taxpayer watchdog group is out with a report warning the budget puts a heavy burden on taxpayers while letting organized labor off the hook. The report says the budget fell short on cost cutting as well, and that it threatens to undo progress made in recent years on the city's credit rating and pension funding. Chicago's 2026 festival and event lineup is out. Events start in May with the Maxwell Street Market and continue through the end of the New Year's celebration. The Chicago Blues Festival, Taste of Chicago, and Aaron Water Show are among the annual celebrations making a return. The full programming can be found on chicago.gov/dcase. Bulls forward Matas Buzelis has again been chosen an NBA Rising Star. He plans to play next month in the Rising Stars game during the league's All-Star weekend. That's his second appearance on this special squad. Buzelis says he has declined another invitation for that weekend. He will not participate in this year's NBA dunk contest.
It takes a toll, you know, on your body, and especially in these stretches of games we have coming, it's going to be very important for me to be fresh.
Buzelis adds he would eventually welcome another chance to take part in that dunk contest, just not this year. Chicagoans can ring in the Year of the Horse at the Argyle Lunar New Year celebration next month. Uptown United says the annual parade will start at 1 in the afternoon on Saturday the 21st at Argyle Street and Sheridan Road. 2026 is the Year of the Fire Horse. This means you can expect great change, rapid professional growth, and a renewed sense of energy. And Elevated Chicago and the MacArthur Foundation are investing $340,000 to create 8 murals near Chicago transit hubs. Elevated Chicago focuses on equitable development near transit hubs. This 3-year initiative is designed to amplify community voices and increase foot traffic for local business. You're listening to The Rundown. 3 Democrats vying to become Illinois' next U.S. senator shared a stage last night in Chicago. This was the first face-to-face debate between U.S. Representatives Robin Kelly and Raja Krishnamoorthy and also Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton. The event was co-hosted by WBEZ, the Chicago Sun-Times, and the University of Chicago's Institute of Politics and International House. It all started politely enough, and our Springfield correspondent Mawa Iqbal joined my colleague Claire Lane to break it all down.
What was the big headline to you from the debate last night?
I guess one big headline for me was just how fiercely Stratton came on the offensive against Krishnamoorthy, which started just a few minutes into the debate itself. Donald Trump, of course, was another big topic of discussion. They were actually asked a question where they had to name one nice thing about Trump and the Trump administration. And it's interesting that the two congresspeople did come up with like a small thing, but Stratton just flat out refused to say anything. But overall, I don't think there are really any clear-cut winners or losers. I feel like, you know, all three candidates seemed quite posed. They had equal airtime. But above all, none of them really made any sort of serious gaffes or blunders.
And you mentioned Stratton sort of holding firm, being very stern, and she came out pretty hard against Krishnamoorthy, who is the fundraising front runner, we should mention. So give us a bit of a taste of what her attacks against him sort of sounded like last night.
Yeah, as you mentioned, Krishnamurthy is the fundraising front runner. So she's certainly focused on his fundraising and how some of his money has come from who she calls MAGA donors and Trump supporters. She also made it seem like his congressional career, which has been about a decade now, has been sort of lacking. And she says he's only gotten 4 bills signed into law, and they're all to rename post offices. And she also has said, you know, something that she's been saying for the past few weeks on the campaign trail, which is that Krishnamurthy had last summer signed on to a resolution thanking ICE.
How did he, Krishnamurthy, respond to those attacks against him?
You know, it's funny, he at one point kind of jokingly said that he felt like he should have come to the debate with body armor on, which definitely got some laughs from the crowd. But he, you know, he defended his congressional record, and he called Stratton a hypocrite for attacking him for where his money's coming from when he says that there were, quote, mystery donors funding advertisements for her. And onto the resolution thanking ICE, he said that actually most of it dealt with condemning anti-Semitism. So it was all packaged together that he had to vote for it.
So the boxing gloves were out between Krishnamurthy and Stratton. Where was Congresswoman Robin Kelly in all of this? What was her debate performance like? How did she sound on stage?
That's a good question. Yeah, she mostly stayed out of the crossfire. You know, she was pretty much focusing on herself, except for one moment when she did actually join Krishnamurthy and took her own shot at Stratton for using, quote unquote, dark money to pay for her TV ads. But like I said, you know, she was pretty focused on herself and the work that she's done in Congress. She really wanted to hammer home this point that she's a workhorse and not a show horse, which is something that she's been saying ever since she started campaigning months ago. And she even said a 4-letter swear word that she gets blank done. So,
yeah, I got a few texts about that. But certainly immigration enforcement top of mind here in Chicago as well as in Minneapolis. The debate's first question last night touched on the fatal shootings of Alex Pretty and Renee Good by immigration agents in Minneapolis. Any solutions to the tragedy and the chaos? What did we learn? What was the reaction to the panelists on that?
Yeah, you know, speaking of Robin Kelly, she actually, one of her big moments right at the beginning of the debate was when she talked about her articles of impeachment to impeach Homeland Security head Kristi Noem, which now even Krishnamurthy has signed on to. But, you know, all three candidates, they talked about abolishing ICE. It was interesting, though, there were subtle differences in how they said they would actually do it. So Krishnamurthy says he wants to get rid of what ICE has essentially morphed into under Trump, but not really calling for an outright abolition, so to speak, which is also similar to kind of what Kelly was saying, where, you know, she wanted to get rid of the agency and sort of rebuild it from the ground up. But Stratton, she definitely seemed to take the more hardline position, where she said that ICE is just an agency that can't be reformed and should just no longer exist.
And this isn't the last of these debates. What comes next for these three candidates?
Well, so we are in the thick of debate season, which is very exciting. But the next one is right around the corner this Thursday on ABC7.
That is WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal, seeing if the boxing gloves will come out again. Thank you, Mawa.
Thank you.
Weather, a cloudy, blustery day, some flurries and patchy blowing snow. Temperature around 10 by late in the afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 1 with a wind chill around 13 below. And sunny and frigid on Wednesday with a high near 15. And again, the wind chill around 13 below zero. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labus. Thank you for listening.